Kufyud Zayin Amid Beis, and if you take a look at Tosus, Diramaschel Shehi Chachma, right across there you'll see Tana Rabbana. The Brisa says, Hitzil Pasnakia. So we're talking about a case where there was a Dleika on Shabbos, and he saves a Pasnakia for Sholosh Seudos. Is then Ein Matzel Pas Hadra'a. Pas Hadra means a pas shenital hadara mimenu, which is not a pas nikiya, otherwise known as a pas kibar, and its beauty, so to speak, has left it. And Rashi identifies it as a pas, a loaf of bread that was made from very thick flour, and apparently the bran, the subin, has not been removed. And in this case, since it's objectively a, shall we say, an inferior pas, it's not a pas naki, it's a pas kibar, therefore he cannot claim, well, this is my preference. You know, I would like to be madif to prefer this pas ein nikiya. And that makes it into what we call, and we're introducing a new concept here, called hatzola shelo litzorech. So if he saves from the dleika a pas nikiya, a beautiful pas, then to go ahead and now save a pas hadra'a, that would be considered a hatzola shelo litzorach. If, let's say, he already has in his house a pas nikiya that's not in danger, then he would be permitted to take out a pas hadra'a. Because if he has in his house mazon shelosh sudos, then it's as if now he doesn't have anything. He's going to save whatever he can, and whatever's left beyond the Shosh Sudos is Yochel Ahatzil, and that's including a Pas Hadra. This is the way the Ritva understands the Gemara. So let's just read the language of the Ritva and summarize his understanding of the Gemara. He says the following, Im Yeshlo Bebeso, he has what he has. Let's say, for example, he has Mazon Shelosh Sudos. Then the Ritva says, Hareyu ki ilu ein lo klum. Sherei af, im yeshlo Mazon Shelosh Sudos, yochel ha'atzil od Shelosh Sudos. Okay, this is the Ritva's understanding. He has Shelosh Sudos, he's allowed to save another Shelosh Sudos. In other words, we're always guaranteeing him the leniency and the permissibility to save Shelosh Sudos. Therefore, he can save even a pas hadra because he already has a pas nikiya. And that's what the Brisa means when it says hitzil pas nikiya lo yatzil pas hadra. Now, since he now saved from the dleika pas nikiya, he cannot save a pas hadra. Now it says the following. Pas hadra, let's say he saved the pas hadra, and he says, you know what? I would prefer a pas nikiya. Can he go in and save a pas nikiya? The Brisa says yes. Umatzil gam pas nikiya. So in other words, he's claiming that he was in a state of behola. He was very confused because of the fire. And he took out a pas hadra. And now he's claiming, but really in truth, had I thought this out, you know, with calm and serenity, I would have taken out a pas nikiya. So we're going to allow him to take out a pas nikiya in addition to the pas hadra. And the Tosefes Shabbos, which is one of the achronim, he claims that even l'chatchila, he can save a pas hadra and then save a pas nikiya. So if he changes the sequence, he's allowed to do so. Now, a lot of this you'll see in the Me'iri as well. Now, we should mention, as we did in the last year, the opinion of Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehudi holds that harama is mutter b'hatzola. You could do harama. And that was the discussion that we had about inviting guests and saying that he needs more than shalosh sudos in order to feed the guests. And that's fine. Now I just want to share with you a kasha the achronim, and Tosus seems to indicate this in Tosus Dibur Maskil Aval. The Braisa says, Avalo mi Shabbos, I'm sorry, let's start, Matzilim Yom HaKippurim. So let's say Yom HaKippurim is on a Friday, with Shabbos. So you're allowed to save from a Dleika on Yom HaKippurim for the purpose of tomorrow, of Shabbos. Avalo, but in the reverse case, Lo Matzilim mi Shabbos li Yom HaKippurim. If Yom HaKippurim is on a Sunday, and you're not allowed to eat on Sunday, so you might say, well, I'll do that soul on Shabbos for the sake of Motzi Yom HaKippurim. And the halacha is that Lo Mi Shabbos Li Yom HaKippurim, and on Motzi Yom HaKippurim, that's a separate entity, and let him do the tircha and prepare on Motzi Yom HaKippurim. We're not going to allow him to be Matzil from Shabbos to Yom HaKippurim. How much more so, it goes without saying, Mishabbos liyontif, that if yontif falls on a Sunday, we're going to say to him, look, you prepare whatever you have to do on Sunday, we're not going to let you save from the lake on Shabbos for the sake of Sunday. Below Mishabbos l'Shabbos haba, and if you have enough for this Shabbos, you're not allowed to do the Hatzolah for the sake of next Shabbos. So mentioning the kasha that I hinted at earlier from Tosfos, he says there is a chidush in this halacha that you're not allowed to be matzil for Motzi Yom Kippur. Just like we said that you're not allowed to be matzil for Motzi Shabbos, it's a tzarchol, you can't be matzil for Motzi Yom HaKippurim. So what exactly is the chiddush here? Tosus thought that perhaps the chiddush would be that ein matzilim mi lemotzi yom hakipurim. There's a mitzvah of eating on motzi yom hakipurim, and it's like a yontif. So therefore, we might think that we can do this hatzolah for the sake of motzi yom hakipurim. Now, in this case, I think that Tosfos is wondering about doing Hatzolah on Yom HaKippurim for Motzi Yom HaKippurim. In any event, he's not happy with this answer, and he gives another answer. And he says that the Brice has come to Mechadesh that Mutala Hatzil, we might think Mutala Hatzil, and that is because since he's fasting on Yom HaKippurim and he's got to eat, so maybe that urgency of eating right after Motzi Kippurim is going to permit him to do that Tzola on Yom HaKippurim for Motzi Yom HaKippurim. And another possibility, he says, is that maybe the Brice is teaching us that we aren't Matzil on Yom HaKippurim for Yom HaKippurim itself. Let's say, for example, the tinokos, the young children, have to eat on Yom HaKippurim. That's not enough to be Matir Hatzolah. Now, when it comes to Shabbos for Yom HaKippurim, is this Asur because it's a Maisa Achana from Shabbos to Yom HaKippurim? Perhaps that's not really the pshat here, because B'Mokom Hefseid, we usually push aside or override the Isra Achana. And we had such a Gemara earlier. The Gemara asked, in a case of Torah, there's a heter to be matzil sholosh seudos. And it could be possible that that's not really Torah Shabbos. The reason here that they weren't matzil they weren't matir Hatzol Yom HaKippurim is because Hatzolah Midleika, we're always afraid that he might become so involved and preoccupied with the Hatzol that he might come to extinguish the fire. So that L'Kovid Shabbos, they were matir Hatzolah for Sholosh Seudos. That's Kovid Shabbos. From Shabbos to Yom HaKippurim, they weren't matir because Shabbos has a Kedusha Chamura, as we saw in the Mishnah of Kuf Yud Gimel, vis-a-vis Yom HaKippurim, which is a Kedusha Kala. So that could be also the reason that the Brisa says you're not allowed to be matzil from Shabbos to Yontif, because you're going from a Kedusha Chamura and preparing for a Kedusha Kala. Now the Brisa, when it says Avalomi Shabbos liYom HaKippurim, it seems to imply that from Shabbos he's not allowed to be matzil Yom HaKippurim, meaning for Motzi Yom HaKippurim, because as Rashi points out, he doesn't eat on Yom HaKippurim. But what about being matzil from Yom HaKippurim to Motzi Yom HaKippurim? So we said before that it would seem that that's prohibited, and that was the Chiddush of the Braisa, that Osel HaHatzil LeMotzi Yom HaKippurim. And that's like a case of not, that you're not allowed to be matzil from Shabbos to Motzi Shabbos. But it could very well be that the comparison in the Brisa is that just like you cannot be matzil on Shabbos for Motzi Shabbos, you cannot be matzil on Yom HaKippurim for Motzi Yom HaKippurim. But that's not what it says in the Brisa. The language of the Brisa seems to indicate Lo Mi Shabbos Li Yom HaKippurim, implying that from Shabbos you're not matzil for Yom HaKippurim. That's a halach in Shabbos. But as far as Motzi Yom HaKippurim is concerned, let's say for Motzi Yom HaKippurim, that's really not a halach in Shabbos, then Hatzolah would be mutter. Perhaps the reason for that is because he's fasted a whole day Yom HaKippurim. We want to facilitate his ability to eat immediately after Yom HaKippurim. It's a very dangerous situation if he postpones Zachila. And if you look in the Rashba, that's the impression you get, that the Rashba allows Hatzolah on Yom HaKippurim for Motzi Yom HaKippurim because of the possible danger, the sakana of postponing Achila after Yom HaKippurim, after a full day of fasting. And the Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim Siman Shin Lamed Daled seems to paskin like this Rashba. But again, from Shabbos to Motzi Yom HaKippurim, somehow sakana is not enough to be matir. And that's because of the special Chumrah of Shabbos. So I would suggest that we're not dealing with a full-fledged Sakona, it's just some sort of percentage point of Sakona. However, the Riaz says, just like we said before, that you're not allowed to be Matzil on Yom HaKippurim for Motzi Yom HaKippurim, just like you're not allowed to be Matzil from Shabbos to Motzi Yom HaKippurim. Okay. Now, let's pick up the next braisa. Just one second, we'll get ourselves organized here. Tonar Rabbanan. So wait a minute. Let's just reemphasize that. One second. That Matzilim Yom HaKippurim L'Shabbos. Okay, so that we mentioned earlier, let's reemphasize that if Yom HaKippurim is on a Friday, so then you could be Matzil Mitnei Adleika on Yom HaKippurim for Shabbos. Okay, so Erev Yom HaKippurim is on a Friday, and you're going to be Matzil for Shabbos, which again reflects the idea that Shabbos is a Kedusha Chamura. Avol lo mishabbos liYom HaKippurim, when Yom HaKippurim is on a Sunday. And again, the Rashba implies from this, infers from this, that from Yom HaKippurim to Motzi Yom HaKippurim would be Mutter. So even though we're not going to be matzah on Shabbos for Motzi Yom HaKippurim, we're going to say to him, let him be Toreach on Motzi Yom HaKippurim, that's fine. But that's only a din in Shabbos. But in Yom HaKippurim itself, we're not going to say, well, he'll be Toreach and Mechin on Motzi Yom HaKippurim. Now, we also have here a case of Shabbos LiYontif and Shabbos LiShabbos Abba. So the Braisa tells us that you cannot be matzil from Shabbos to Yom HaKippurim. And it goes without saying, says the Braisa, that certainly you're not matzil from Shabbos to Yontif. Now, in the case of Shabbos Yom HaKippurim, also lahatzil, you're not allowed to be matzil. It means for the sake of Motzi Yom HaKippurim, which is Chol. So that's clearly a case of Atzol on Shabbos for Chol. Now, if Ein Matzila B'Shabbos, for Motzi Shabbos, for Motzi Yom HaKippurim, when Yom HaKippurim is on a Sunday, then it means he's going to have to delay the breaking of his fast. He's hungry. He's in a state of affliction. And he's going to have to go out and probably buy food or prepare food. And yet they weren't matir Shabbos for that. How much more so that they weren't matir Hatzol on Shabbos for the purpose of Yontif. And Yontif, even if he has to delay his access to food and preparation for food, that's not a state of inui that he's in on Yontif. So how much more so we would not allow Hatzol on Shabbos for Yontif. Now, even if he knows that he won't have a pas in the middle of the week to be mechin for Shabbos, nevertheless, he's not allowed to be mechin on Shabbos for the next Shabbos. Tana Rabbana. Now we get to the Brais. And we're talking about Hatzolos Mom v'Shabbos in order to prevent a different loss. And that's called Pasanis Refes B'Tanur. So back in the Gemara's time, they would bake bread begin the process of breaking bread with what's called Hadbakas Pas B'Tanur. They would take the dough and attach it to the inner walls of a very hot oven. And then there was a special professional act called Radias HaPas, very sensitive procedure in which they would remove the dough now that it's baked from the inner walls of the oven. And that's called an Umnus Miuchedes, which is called a special action called Radias HaPas. And that's prohibited on Shabbos. So Shochach Pas B'Tanur V'Kiddush Olav Hayom. On Erev Shabbos, a person left his or her dough in the oven, in the hot oven, and now it's Shabbos. He has nothing to eat on Shabbos. Can we allow him to do the Radias HaPas on Shabbos? Otherwise, the pas is going to be completely burned, and he has no pas for Shabbos. So the Brice is very lenient here, and it says, Matzilin mazon sholosh seudos. Whatever he needs for Shabbos, he's allowed to do so. And it seems that the Brice is allowing the violation, so to speak, of Radias HaPas. Okay then, that's what we have. Now it says, V'omer l'acherim bo v'atzilu l'achem. Wow. What it says here in the Braisa is that if other people will need the pas, let's say they're sharing an oven or whatever it might be, then he's not allowed to do the Radias HaPas on behalf of others. We're only going to allow him on behalf of himself. He can invite others to be rode the pas for themselves. And you might have thought that they don't have Mazon Shal Suda, so maybe it's my leniency and heter to do the Radiyas HaPas on their behalf. Now we had a sugya back on Daf Dalid, and the conclusion of that Gemara was Ein Omrim LeAdam SheYechto B'Shvil Chavero. So since this Radiya is Asur, we're not going to allow him to do it for the sake of someone else. Ein Omrim LeAdam Chatei B'Shvil Shizke Chavero. So we're, number one, treating this leniency for himself as Dechuya. And when it comes to Dechuya, there's really a violation of Radiyah, and he doesn't violate that Radiyah for someone else. We would have thought that once you're allowing him to do the Radiyah for himself, let's expand that, and allow him to do the Radiyah for others. Next, another, shall I say, expression of this Dechia halacha, not Hutra, but Dechia, Kshurode, even when we allow him to do the Radiyah Sapas for himself, for Shalosh Mazon Shalosh Sudos, Lo Yirde B'Marda, he's not allowed to use that special utensil called a Marda that is exclusively dedicated for Radiyah Sapas. And he's got to make a Shinui from the way he would do it had it been Chol. Elo Bisakin. He's only allowed to take the dough out of the oven, or the baked bread out of the oven, in this case with a knife. And that's called a shinui. Whenever we see a heter of doing an action b'shinui, we know we're dealing with dechuya, not with hutra. And that's the main barometer to distinguish between the two categories. Like, for example, in the case of Sota, in Parshas Noso, they erase the name of Hashem, which is an absolute iser normally, but that's called dechuya. We're going to be docha. In the case of Mila b'Shabbos, it's hutra. Anyway, Eini, the Gemara asks a question, well, what are we going to do with a stira from another braisa? Tana debei Rabbi Yishmael, the Torah says, lo sasa kol malocha. And this pasuk appears in the parasha of the observance of Shabbos, and enjoins us from doing something which is a malocha, to the exclusion of something which is not called or classified as a malacha, but rather it's called a chachma. Chachma v'yena malach. That's the case of tkiyas ha-shofar and radiyas ha-pas. So blowing a shofar on Shabbos would be excluded perhaps under what we call chachma, but not under malacha. And if it's excluded, then the question is, why is excluded? The Torah says only malach is excluded and prohibited, but not chachma. And now we're saying that we're only allowing him to do radiyas hapas, and not with a marda at all, and it's only l'tzorach shalosh sudos, and it's only because, you know, his pas is about to go up in smoke. So the Gemara answers that even though there's no specific isur to be rode v'marde, but kama d'efshel shnuya mishaninon, that whatever changes he can make to do it in an unusual way, he's got to make those changes. So what is the Gemara going back and forth? What is the vacillation here? I'll quote to you the Ran, which I think is a very, this will shed a light on the sugya. Tana de Beir Rabbi Shmuel are coming to teach us that there's no Iser, even midrabbanon, to be rode b'marda. Because with regard to an Iser d'oraisa, we don't need a drasha, because all Isuri d'oraisa and Malacha derive from Mishkan in any event. And in Malachas HaMishkan, they weren't rode pas. That's not one of the Malachas that they did in preparing the Mishkan. So therefore, the Tana Debei Rabbi Shmuel is telling us that since the Torah prohibited only that which is a malacha, even the Chachamim are not going to prohibit that which is classified as a chachma and not a malacha. That's the shita of the Ran. Tosfos seems to indicate Divar Maskil Shehi on the bottom of the Amud that there is an Isur Rabban of Radiyah Sapas Marda. And the Gemara is asking, since it's Mutar B'ti Roda the Pas on Shabbos, why do you limit it to Shalosh Sudos? Now, according to Tosfos, what is the nature of the Gemara's answer? Call Efshar, Kamadei Efshar L'Shnuyim Mishaninan. And the answer is, there is an Isa D'Rabbanon, as we said before, Lirdos B'Marda. And the Gemara is asking that once there is an Isa D'Rabbanon, again, this is not like the Ran, of being Roda B'Marda, then if it's possible to do with a Shinui, do with a Shinui. But we mentioned the Ran Shita, that according to Tana D'Bei Rabbi Shmuel, there's not even an Isa Shvus D'Rabbanon of Rediya Sapas B'Marda. So the Ran has to reinterpret the Gemara's answer. And the Ran says that even though there's no Malacha D'Rabbanan of Rediyah B'Marda, you still have to make a Shinui, and that comes under a new category, breaking new ground, called Shlo Yiyah K'Maseyu B'Chol. A new Halacha that one's actions on Shabbos are not similar to the actions during the week. And if he can do a shinui, that's what he's going to do. If he can't do a shinui, then we're going to allow him, says the Ran, to be roda b'marda. But whatever shinui he could possibly do, he has to do. Now, when the Gemara says called kamadi efshel l'shanos tzarich l'shanos, all this applies, says the Ran, in a case of shachach pas b'tanur, meaning that he left it illegally inside the oven and he forgot about it. And the Mishnah says back on Daf Yud Tes Amid Beis that on Erev Shabbos, Im Chashecha, when it's very late, before Shabbos, we don't put a dough into the oven unless it's going to be baked before Shabbos. Here he forgot that he put a pas right before Shabbos. It's not up to the point. In other words, he didn't allow himself enough time before Shabbos for krimas pas mibod yom. And therefore, they're going to tell him, look, we're going to only allow you to be rode to the pas with a knife. But in a case where komu paneo kodem haShabbos, and therefore he didn't violate any isur whatsoever in placing the dough that long before Shabbos into the oven, so there was no violation, and it's all itzark Shabbos, then he can be rode to b'marda. Why? Because the Ran L'Shitaso holds that there's no Isur Malacha, even to Rabbanon, of Rediyah B'Marda. He's only got to change it because of K'maseu Chol, and he should avoid Maseu Chol if he had no right to put the dough into the oven and he violated an Isur. But here, that we gave a case where he put it into the oven Beheter, and there was plenty of time before Shabbos for Krimas Pas, he doesn't even have to do a Shinui. And it's fascinating that the Shulchan Aruch in Aruch Haim Reish Nun Dalet actually paskins like the Ran, that in a case where he was meniach pas b'tanur Erev Shabbos b'heter, meaning he gave himself enough time in Erev Shabbos for karmu paneo, mutar lirdos b'mardea, he doesn't have to use a knife. And this leads us to a statement of Rav Chisda. Okay. Omar Rav Chisda. Now Rav Chisda wants to know about Suda Shabbos. Liolam Yashkim Adam Lo Tzah Shabbos. A person should wake up early on Erev Shabbos and do all the tircha and prepare anything he needs for Shabbos. Shenemar, we find in Parshas Man, in Parshas Peshach, the Torah says, V'ayob v'ayom ha-shishi v'echinu es asher yaviu. It means that in the moment that they're bringing at the time that they're bringing the man, they should first prepare it. And avos haman was lialter. In other words, immediately in the morning. How do we know immediately in the morning? The pasuk says there in the same parsha, vayilketu oso baboker baboker. So just like in the case of man, they prepared the man early on Erev Shabbos, so too on every Shabbos without our man right now, but we prepare for the Shabbos immediately in the morning on Erev Shabbos. And that's the way Rashi learns the sugya. The Ran adds that this derivation from the Pasuk is based on the fact that it says the word V'hoya. V'hoya b'yom ha-shishi. And V'hoya means miyat. In other words, as soon as the day emerges, that's when you start in Hachana, you're involved in Hachana. Rashi learns it, as we saw, from the Ma'an. Now, the Prima Gadim writes that if you base yourself on the Ran, then you have to really get up very early to prepare Tzorchei Shabbos, even before Kriyat Shema, before Tefillah. Again, he has to be careful that he shouldn't miss Man Kriyat Shema Tefillah. That goes without saying. If you go with Rashi, it says Vayilkuto So Baboker. That means up to three shos, as the Gemara says in Brachos, that the word Baboker encompasses all first three hours of the day. The Prima Gadim says, on the other hand, that if we go with the Ran, then we should start immediately, as early as possible. The Mishnah Berurah paskins, apparently based on Rashi Shita, that the three-hour period means that first he should be involved with a Kriyat Shema and Tefillah, and only then he should begin his preparation for Shabbos. Omrav Chizda. Another statement. Wait a minute. We have here a statement, first of all, of Rabbi Abba. So let's not skip Rabbi Abba. B'Shabbos, Chayav Adam Liv Tzoal Shtei Kikros. What is the source for the Chiyuv to recite Birchas HaMotzi on two loaves of bread? And he's going to derive this from the Parsha of Man, which the Lakita of the Man was on Friday Lekvod Shabbos. And in this context, it says the following. Tichsiv, again I'll read the whole pasuk. It says, Vayihi bayom hashishi loktu lechem mishnah, that on Friday they took a double portion of man, one for Friday and one for Shabbos. And Rabbi Abba says, Zecher, we have to remember that great event that the man lasted an extra portion for Shabbos, and therefore we do the betzia, we cut shtei kikros. Omer of Ashi, Chazina. Now, by the way, there's a whole din here in the Achronim where the Lechem Mishnah is Doraisa, because Rabbi Abba derives this from a pasuk. Is the drasha of Rabbi Abba what we call a drasha gemura, or is it only an asmata and the chiyuv is the rabbanon? The Taz claims that it's Doraisa. Many Achronim disagree. Are women obligated to Lechem Mishnah? The Ramban and the Ran, quoting Rabbeinu Tam, say that she is obligated because Afhein Hoyu Adnes, Obos Adnes, if we're commemorating that great miracle that the man lasted and didn't get ruined over Shabbos, then women are included because they were included in the original miracle, as we saw by Ner Chanukah, we saw by Rav Kosos, by Mikra Megillah. Now, in the Siddur of Rav Amram Gaon and other early Siddurim, they bring a tshuva from Rav Nitranoi Gaon that even on Yontif there's a mitzvah to be votzei on shtei kikros. The man did not fall on Yontif, just as it didn't fall on Shabbos, and therefore the same miracle happened on Yontif, that Erev Yontif they took a double portion of man, and it lasted throughout Yontif. The Rama Paskins in Hilchos Brachos, that on Yontif we have a mitzvah of Lechem Mishnah. The Rama also seems to codify that Aloch and Reish Ayin Dalet, and that's the Psak of the Mishnah Berurah. Now the language that we're going to see, that B'Shabbos Chayev Odom Livtzol Shtei Kikros of Rabbi Abba, is a little bit problematic. It should have said Chayev Odom Livtzoa Al Shtei Kikros B'Shabbos. He starts with the word B'Shabbos. He should have ended with the word B'Shabbos. For example, we have a Gemara back on Yud Beis, Chayv Adam L'mashish B'Begodo B'Erev Shabbos, Chayv Adam L'Varach Sholosh Brachos B'Chol Yom. So perhaps what Rabbi Abba is telling us is that if we look at a sugya in Brachos on Daf Lamed Tes, with regard to Bitzion Chol, and it says the Amar Papa Kol Modu VePesach Sheminiach Prusa V'Toch Shleim Botzei Amar Abi Abba U'Beshavas Chayev Adam Livtzoa Al Shtei Kikros. So we understand now, in the light of that Gemara, why Rabbi Abba emphasized the word B'Shabbos, because he's pointing out the contrast between Shabbos and Chol, well, and Pesach for that matter. So therefore he opens by saying B'Shabbos, meaning that you don't need Shtei Kikros on Chol, you don't need Shtei Kikros on Pesach because of the mitzvah of Lechemoni, and therefore he says, B'Shabbos, however, you need Shtei Kikros. Omar of Ashi, Rav Ashi was also in the same tkufa, the same generation as Rabbi Abba. Chazina Leila Rav Kahana, I testify that I saw Rav Kahana in an earlier generation, Dinoka Tarti Ubotza Chada, he held onto his hands two Kikros Lechem at the time of the Bracha, and he only cut into one of them. And Omar, when he was questioned about that, Rav Kahana explained the reason why he did that. He quoted the pasuk liktu or loktu lechem mishneh. So with regard to the man, it says loktu lechem mishneh, and the word lakita means achiza. They gathered together lechem mishneh. And that's what we have to do. We have to gather together the two kikros of lechem. But when it comes to the betzias apas, here we don't have a din of lechem mishnah, so there's no need to cut both of the kikros. Rabbi Zera havi botza akula sheirusa. He was botzea a large prusa that would be sufficient to feed whoever has to eat from it for the entire Seuda. And this was the Kovet Shabbos. This is a chavivus of Seuda Shabbos, that already from the beginning he has enough lechem for the entire Seuda. And that's a kiyum in Seuda Shabbos, which is a kiyum, of course, in Kovet Shabbos. The Rashba asks, L'chora, this is not shaykh to our sugya here. We're talking about Lechem Mishnah. He would rather interpret that Rabbi Zera cut into both kikros that were in front of him, not like Rav Kahana, who only cut into one kikar. And that's the Akula Sheirusa. In other words, is the kiyum of Lechem Mishnah only on the holding of the kikros, like we saw in Rabbi Zera, I'm sorry, as we saw in Rav Kahana, and that was based on the Lakita of the man, or is there a kiyum of Lechem Mishnah even in the Betzia to be Botzea on Shtei Kikros? The Vilna Gaon is famous for saying that if he has more than Shtei Kikros, he should be Botzea into more than Shtei Kikros. And this is no doubt based on the Rashba's interpretation of Rav Zera. Omale Ravina L'Ravashi, how is it that Rav Zera would cut a prusa gedola? We're going back to that interpretation. V'mikseh kira'av tanusa. You know, in the laws, the ethical laws of Seuda, we don't cut a large, large piece because that looks like you're you're gluttonous. Amalei, don't worry. Don't worry about Rav Zera. That's not a problem. Well, I came into Kol Yom Lo Avid Achi, V'idnuti Avid Lo Mixi Kirav Tanuta. Since the whole week long he didn't do such a thing, he only did it for Shabbos, it's obvious that this was done specifically L'chvot Shabbos, and this is not gluttonous in any shape or form. Now, which one of the two kikros, if we're going like Rav Ashi, which one, and Rav Kahana, which one should we cut? So the Beis Yosef quotes the Kolbo, who in turn quotes a Minog, that we cut the lower bread and not the upper bread. However, the Beis Yosef says that his Minog was to cut the top bread. And he does admit that he testifies that other Gedolim would cut the bottom bread, which has to do with Divrei Kabbalah, with Kabbalistic ideas. And in Shulchan Aruch, he actually paskins that we should cut the lower bread based on this Kabbalistic idea. The Ramah, on the other hand, not here, but on his commentary on the Torah in Darkei Moshe, writes that the minhag is to cut the bottom one on Leil Shabbos, but on the day of Shabbos, and also in Yontif, even at night, based on these different sources, we should be cutting the top bread. Now here, we might point out that this seems to be a contradiction between Kabbalah and Halacha. Why? And this is the kasha of the Bach. We have a principle called Ein Mavir Nala Mitzvah. So to jump over the top bread and instead cut the bottom bread, just for the fulfillment of the Divrei Kabbalah, of the mystical aspect, that's... And therefore, according to the Bach, even on Friday night, Oli Olam, we should be cutting the top bread. And he writes, testifying that Kach Nogu Hazkenim Mishonim Kadmonios, this is the old minhag amongst the elders, Vechena Ninoek. The Taz, on the other hand, says that what we should do is, I guess to try to satisfy everyone's opinion, is to, in Okinami, cut the bottom one, but leave the bottom one a little bit closer to him. The Elyon is a little bit further away from him, so he doesn't violate the principle of Ein Mavir Nala Mitzvahs. And now we're up to the Gemara of Rav Ami and Rav Asi. And we're about to enter into the sugya of what's called Erev Chatzeros, which means that they gathered together a pas from all the Dayorim, all those who lived in the Chatzer. And they put the pas, they deposited it in the house of one of the Dayori HaChotzer. And after Shabbos began, they could eat from that pas. And that's not a bitul ha'eruv, that doesn't undermine the eruv. And the eruv is fine until after Shabbos. Now in the Chotzer of Rav Ami and Rav Asi, they had a minog to leave the eruv sometimes in the house of one person and other times in the house of someone else. It's almost as if the Bnei HaChotzer each wanted to get an opportunity to participate in this mitzvah, so they divided up so that everybody got a chance. Whoever had the pas deposited in his house, he was allowed to eat that pas. So the Gemara tells us, Ravami Vravasi ki miklu rifta de eruva. When either one of them got the opportunity that the pas for the Erev Chatzeros was deposited in their house, then sharu iluya, they would begin with that pas, and that's where they would start the suda. They would make a bracha on that pas. Amri, and they explained this tradition, this custom. Hoel v'savi be'chad a mitzvah, savi be'mitzvah chrida. Once we do one mitzvah, that's a mitzvah of Erev Chatzeros, we're going to do another mitzvah, and we're going to make the brach of Hamotzi. Now, as far as Hamotzi is concerned, I heard from my Rebbe a dozen times that the Cheftza is a Cheftza shel mitzvah, that the brach is chal on the pas. In the case of Eruv, that's a bit of a chidush. I mean, the Eruv is only a symbolic way of indicating that we're all together in this chatzer eating from one common soup kitchen, so to speak. I'm not sure if it's so posh to say that the Eruv is really chal on the pas itself. But this Gemara seems to indicate that that is indeed the case. And Rashi explains that sometimes, as we said earlier, they would leave the pas in one house, sometimes in another. And wherever they left the pas in that particular house, that's where they did the betziyas ha-pas. And that's ki miklo lehu, which means dizdame lehem. It turns out that they got the pas. And it wasn't that every single Shabbos the Erev was at the same place. They would, as we said before, kol Shabbos yiten le'echad me'achotzer, and he would be zocha for all the bnei achotzer from his part, and that's where the pas would be. And the Sfasemis writes that kishigia Hashabbos Rabbi Ami v'Rav Asi Nosnu es Apasli Orev L'kol b'nei ha'chotzer Hayu ochlen osom mevarchen aleh ha'motzi. Ketzad nafla d'leika. Okay, we're now back to the Mishnah itself. And it says that Matzilin Mazon Shalosh Seudos. So Gemara is going to quote now a Braisa that the number of Seudos that a person has to eat on Shabbos is actually three Seudos. Tana Rabbanan. Kama Seudos Chayev Odom Lechol B'Shabbos Shalosh. Rav Chidka Omer Arba Seudos. And many people don't realize that Rabbi Chidva, I'm sorry, Rabbi Chidka, let me get his name right, Rabbi Chidka would eat four seudos on Shabbos. And our Mishnah seems to reflect the Shita of the Chachomim, not of Rabbi Chidka requires the eating of four seudos, as we'll soon see how they derive it. And our three seudos are Leil Shabbos, Shachar Shabbos, Mincha Shabbos. Rabbi Chidka apparently added a fourth suit. He doesn't tell you exactly when. Just fit it in whenever you want. Now, let's say he didn't eat a suit on Friday night. Then he's got to eat three suits on the day of Shabbos itself. And there are more paskins like that in Shulchan Aruch or Chaim Sim Reish Tzadi Aleph. The Rishonim have a debate if he makes two seudos on Shacharis during the morning, and in between the first seud and the second seud, he recites Birkas Hamazon. Is that called shtei seudos? And Tosus later on is going to try to prove that this is not shtei seudos just because he benched in between. Every seud has its own time, its designated time, and that's Arvis Shacharis Umincha. And it would seem for Tosa that if he didn't eat a Suda Leil Shabbos, he wouldn't be able to be mashlim a third Suda by eating three Sudas during the day of Shabbos, because he missed the opportunity of eating that one over three in Leil Shabbos. Okay, fine. Now the Ramban has a different issue here. Can you be Mekayim the mitzvah of Suda Shabbos with anything other than, less than, shall we say, pas? For example, mini the targuma, or peros. Tosus rejects outright the possibility that peros would be considered a kiyum of Suda Shabbos, but he has doubts about mini targuma, because we find, with regard to the mitzvah of yontif, on, let's say, for example, Sukkos, Rabbi Eliezer in the Gemara in Sukkah Chav Zayin says that he has to eat 14 sudos during the course of Chag HaSukkos, and it could be that those sudos, as a kiyum of mitzvah chila of Yudal sudos, would include even mini de targima. What should we say? No, Shabbos is different, and you cannot, fulfill your mitzvah of shalosh sudos. We're going to derive from the man. And the man was considered pas. The Meiri is Mekil, and he allows Suda Shlishis, the third Suda, to be mini Targamina. But the first two Sudos, even according to the Meiri, require pas. Tosim Sochim seems to mention such a Shita, but he argues against it, and Ein Sudel be pas. The Ritva says that Suda Shlishis, as we'll soon see, is derived from Hayom in the Parsha of Man. And therefore, how can you be Mechalik between that third Suda and the other Shtei Sudas? The Shulchan Aruch brings different opinions about this issue, about whether you have to wash on Pas for Suda Shlishis. But he writes that Svar Rishona Ikra Shetzarech Lasoso Bepas, that Mikra Adin, we Paskin, that you have to, even in Suda Shlishis, wash on bread. Okay, now, Om Rabbi Yochanan, Ushneim, both Rabbanan and Rabbi Chidka, Mikra, Echad, Darsh, they both derive their respective opinions from one pasuk. And the pasuk in the parashas Man says, "Vayomer Moshe ichlu hayom ki Shabbos hayom l'Hashem hayom lo timtzu v'sod." And take a look at the word hayom that repeats itself three times in the same pasuk. Rabbi Chidka Savar, "Hani tlosa hayom lebar mi urta." Moshe Rabbeinu was addressing the people of Israel during the day, and he was telling them three times hayom, and he says echlu three times, and that's going to tell us about Shalosh Sudas Shabbos during the day, labar, with the exclusion of nighttime, that we have to add three to one, meaning we start the Shabbos with a Suda on Leil Shabbos, and now we have to add three ayoms to the Suda of Leil Shabbos during the day, totaling four sudas. Rabbanan Sabri Bahari Di Urta. That the three times that it says Hayom in this pasuk include also the Suuda of Leil Shabbos. So Sach HaKol we have Shalosh Suudos. The Shalor writes that according to the Shita, according to Rashi Shita, the Chiyuv of Shalosh Sudas is Min HaTorah. The Meiri and the Kolbo say no, that this is only an Asmachta for the Chiyuv of Shalosh Sudas, and it's only the Rabbona. And the Maril quotes many other Rishonim that write that women are Chaya because of Afein Hoyu, as we mentioned earlier, and that svar of Afein Hoyu only applies to a mitzvah derabbanan. We mentioned three of them before. And it applies to Suda Shabbos because that is a mitzvah derabbanan. Okay. Now, what I would like to know, but I didn't see anything in the Mishnah Berurah about this, maybe I missed it, about whether or not one should try, if possible, to be mahadir sab mitzvah, to be machmer like the Shita Rabbi Chidka, and eat four seudos. So I'm going to take a break now, just to see if maybe I missed something. Right, so far I don't find anything, but let's go on in the sugi, because we're not finished. Maybe at the end of the sugi we'll see something in the achronim or in the poskim. It's not. Now we're going to try to disprove the Shita Rabbi Chidka from our Mishnah. Nafla Dleika B'Leil Shabbos, and here we're going to turn to Daf Kuf Yud Ches Amin Aleph. Matzilin Mazon Shalosh Seudos. So for Hatzolas, Mazon L'Shabbos, in the case of Dleika, we're going to allow up to three Seudos. And it's fair to assume that he hasn't eaten his Sudas Leil Shabbos, my love, to lo ochal. He hasn't yet eaten his Sudas Leil Shabbos. And therefore, how many meals does he have to eat? Three meals. That proves the Shita Chachamim against Rabbi Chidka. Lo, the Gemara rejects this proof. It's not a case where he hasn't yet eaten his Sudas Leil Shabbos. The ochal, he ate Sudas Leil Shabbos. And now, according to this interpretation of the Mishnah, he has a chiyuv to eat another three sudos. And that reflects the Shita Rabbi Chidka. Okay, let's go back to our Mishnah, and we have another proof. It says that if the Tuleika was on Shabbos, on Shachar Shabbos, Matzilin Mazon Shtei Sudos. My love, shouldn't we assume, Dilo Ochal Sudas Hayom? So it means that he hasn't yet eaten anything during the day. He ate a Suda last night. He needs another two Sudas. And that would prove the Shitas Chachamim against Rabbi Chidka. Rabbi Chidka should allow him, in this case, to save three Sudas because he's obligated in three Sudas. The Gemara rejects that too. Lo diochal. Again, we're going to insist in this Ukimta for Rabbi Chidka's benefit that the Mishnah is talking about a case where he already ate one Suda and he's going to now have to eat his third and fourth sudos, so therefore he will save two sudos. Now there's another proof from our Mishnah. The Mishnah says that if the Dleika fell ben mincha, matzil mazon sudachas, my lav delo ochal, he hasn't yet eaten his third Suda. Right? The Mishnah went through one Suda, two Sudas. Now he's up to his third Suda, and he's allowed to save one Suda, because Bisman Mincha, he's already eaten two Sudas. He only has an obligation to eat one Suda. Once again, it's not like Rav Chidka. Lo. The Gemara rejects this and says he hasn't yet eaten his third Suda. It's not a case where he hasn't yet eaten his third Suda, sorry. But rather, he's already eaten his third Suda. And what it means, the Ochal, after he ate his third Suda, he still has in front of him one obligation to eat one more Suda, and that's why he's Matzil one Suda, which is Suda number 4, and that reflects Rabbi Chidka. But the Gemara asks, wait a minute, let's look at the Mishnah. Midik Tani Sefer. The Mishnah says in the Sefer, Rabbi Yossi Omer Li Olam. Right? Even if he ate his Sudos already, there's an absolute heter in all cases, Matzilim Ozen Shal Sudos. Because again, Rabbi Yossi goes back to the initial abstract obligation, which is three Sudos, and that's what's Koveya Hatzol. Is Michlal the Tanakama Sholosh Svirale? Meaning that the Tanakama holds that there's no chiv to eat more than three Sudos, right? Because again, in Rabbi Yossi, it's clear that he disagrees with Rabbi Chidka, because he only allows you to save three Sudos, no matter how many Sudos you ate. That's your chiyuv of three Sudas in abstract. Therefore, the heter reflects the chiyuv Suda in abstract, and the chiyuv Suda is three. And again, the Rabbanan seem to agree, basically, that the chiyuv Suda is three. They just want to know how many of those three you ate, and how many of the three are still outstanding as a chiyuv. And Rav Yossi only allows you to max out at three Sudos, because that's the Chiyuv of Shabbos, three Sudos. Let's assume that even the Tanakhama agree that the max is three Sudos. And that's against Rabbi Chidka. And therefore, the Gemara concludes, Ela Machvar to Masnisin de Lo Ki Rabbi Chidka, that our Mishnah does not reflect the Shita of Rabbi Chidka, but rather the Shita of the Rabbanan. So both Rabbanan and Rav Yossi and our Mishnah agree that the obligation of Suda is three times. The machlokas between Rav Yossi and the Tanakhama is Rav Yossi depends of, is determines and sets the halacha of Atzola by the abstract number of Chiyuv Sudos, whereas the Rabbanan only disagree with that detail, that it doesn't depend upon the abstract, it depends upon how many Sudas he still is obligated to eat. But that number is the same number as Rav Yossi's number, namely three Sudos. Now we're going to learn a Mishnah in Peah and try to figure out whether that Mishnah in Peah reflects the Shita of Rabbanan against Rabbi Chidka. Vatnan, in the 8th parak of Peah, it says, Mishi Yeshlo Mazon Shtei Sudos Lo Yitol Min HaTamchli. So there's Halach in Hilchus Matnas Anim in Tztaka of Tamchli. Tamchli is what we call in English a soup kitchen. And it's a large, let's say, pan or bowl in which they collected money or food from the Balabatim, and they gave it to the Aniyim in order to guarantee that each Ani would get two Sudos daily. If you had an Ani who has more than two Sudos, he would not allow to take from the Tamchli. In other words, we need a real, real Ani, you know, the worst of the Aniyim, the most destitute, in order to allow them to take from Tamchli. Now, we have something called a Kupa. Okay, Kupa is a chest, a community chest of charity money, and that's singled out and designated for Mos to buy food for Aniyim. And here it says, our Baisrei, up to 14, if the Ani has less than 14 Sudos, meaning in his assets he cannot afford 14 Sudos, then he takes from the Kupa. But if he has Mazon of Arba Sudos, then Lo Yitol, he's excluded from the Kupa. And it would be a Zilzul, so to speak, if these Aniyim who have up to but not a full 14 Sudos would take from a Tamchui, and with regard to the Kupa, that's a whole different story. He writes here that Yesh Ba, meaning in the Kupa, Mos Lefarnes Anim B'nei Tovim, so that we're talking about Anim who come from a very respectable family, so to speak, and it would be a zilzal for them to take from the Tamchui. But on Erev Shabbos, they would give them 14 sudos that would last for the entire week, 2 sudos per day. Interesting. Now, he quotes here in the footnote of Gemara in Bava Basra that minatamchui mechalkim l'aniyei ha'olam, minakupa mechalkim l'aniyei ha'ir. Another difference between the tamchui and the kupa is that a kupa is designated, is earmarked, shall we say, for the local aniyim. Masha'enkein tamchui, they would divide up amongst either the aniyim of this city or the aniyim outside the city of the whole world. The kupa was exclusive for the Bnei Ha'ir. Okay, fine. Now, Mani. How do we understand this Mishnah in Peah in terms of the number of Su'udos? Lo ki rabbanan v'lo ki rabchidka. At first glance, it seems to be against everyone. Why? If ki rabbanan, then we have to ask Chamsere Havyon. On a weekly basis, a person should be eating 15 sudos. Why? Because we count 6 days of the week times 2 sudos a day, and that's going to give us 12. Now we're up to Shabbos, and according to Chacham, he's required to eat 3 sudos on Shabbos. So we must guarantee him 16 sudos. Okay? Now, if you're going to say Rabbi Chidka, just 1 second, what did I say? Let's say 6 times 2 is 12, plus 3, 15 sudas. But if you're going to hold like Rabbi Chidka, that you have 4 sudas on Shabbos, then jack it up to the number 16, because we have 6 times 2 is 12, plus 4 is 16. So the Gemara answers, Li'olam, we should interpret the Mishnah Kirabonon, and a person has to eat 3 sudos on Shabbos. Nevertheless, we're going to give him Mazon Arbasre sudos, 14. More than 14, we're not going to collect from the kupa. Why? The Amrina Le will say to him, "My debois lemechal bafuke shabsa ochle b'shabsa." In other words, the sudos that you wanted to eat on Motzei Shabbos, be mocked him the suda and eat it on Shabbos. So in other words, you can kill 2 birds with 1 stone. You can have 1 suda, which is both the suda of Shabbos and the first suda of Chol on Motzi Shabbos. And therefore, it's enough that he's supplied with 14 sudos, and that'll take him through the week. And that last suda, the 14th one, which he's going to eat on Shabbos, that's going to last him for 2 sudos. Okay, so he's not going to eat another Suda Motzi Shabbos. He's going to eat that last Suda of Shabbos, which is his 14th Suda. He's going to eat it right before the end of Shabbos, and that's going to cover him for Motzi Shabbos as well. At this point, the Gemara asks, Lema Rabbanan hi velo Rabbi Chidka. Should we say that the Mishnah in Peah reflects the Shita of Chachamim, but it cannot be squared off with Rabbi Chidka? And even if we were overlap the third Suda of Shabbos with Motzi Shabbos, subtracted and lowered by 1 meal, we're still missing that 4th meal of Shabbos. Afilu Tema Rabbi Chidka, even if you hold like Rabbi Chidka, we can still square off. The Amrinan Lay, what we're going to tell this person who takes money from the kupa is that he should take 14 sudos. That which he would eat normally on the morning of Erev Shabbos, delay that and eat that as one of your sudos, as the first sud of Laila on Leil Shabbos. So that now he's going to take off another su'uda from his list, from his calculation, because the su'uda of Yom Shishi is going to serve even for Leil Shabbos. And then we get back to the numbers of su'uda that is 14, exactly like the Chachamim. So Gemara says, "V'kuli yom demali Shabbos of Tanisim osivenle." Are you demanding that this ani should be fasting on erev Shabbos? That doesn't make sense to be gozer a tainis on erev Shabbos. Ela, but rather homani Rabbi Akiva hi. The Mishnah in Peah reflects the shita of Rabbi Akiva. And the Gemara wants to say that if we introduce Rabbi Akiva, then perhaps the Mishnah could reflect both the Rabbanan and Rabbi Chidka. How so? Rabbi Akiva diomar, asei Shabbat chol. In other words, on Shabbos you should eat two sudos if you're an ani. V'al titzarech lebrios, in order to minimize the amount that you take from charity. So the Mishnah could hold that a regular person, the Chachom or Mesakin, either three Sudas like the Rabban and four Sudas like Rav Chidka for Sudas Shabbos, but that's only for somebody who could dig into his pocket and take the money out and buy the Sudas. But for an Ani, he doesn't have money to buy the Sudas. And when it comes to Shabbos, to buy extra Sudas. So the entire Takana of extra Sudas, which might again be Doraisa, we said according to some, is alleviated, and the whole covered Shabbos is put into deep freeze because al titztarech lebrios. So back to two sudas on Shabbos, and this would be true both according to Rabbanon and according to Rav Chidka, and therefore we calculate 7 times 2, 7 full days, including Shabbos, of two sudas a day, rounding it off at the number 14. Okay, let's see now. The Gemara is going to deal with the Mishnah in Peah. Let's see, Vahadisnan. At the beginning of the Mishnah in Peah, it says, Ein pochsin li ani over mi mokom le mokom. We didn't see this part of the Mishnah in Peah. Mi kikar fundion me arba soyin besela. So if the ani is going from one city to the other, so let's say he leaves the city on a certain day, we should make sure that he has in his pocket a kikar lechem, which is worth in the market a fundion, which is the same value as 4 sa'in of kemach for a sela. And that means that that kikar is going to supply for him 2 seudos. So we'll have to go through the cheshbon of the mathematics. But Lon Be'ir, if he stays over in the city, Nosim Lo Parnosas Lino. We have to add Parnosas Lino because he's staying over in the city. And the Gemara is going to discuss what Parnosas Lino is. V'im Shavas, if he's going to stay in the city over Shabbos, Nosim Lo Mozon Shalosh Se'udo. So once again, Lema Rabbanan Hivalo Rabbi Chidka. 3 seudos. Li Olam Rabbi Chidka, you could square this mission off with Rabbi Chidka. You're going to Ika Se'uda Bahadei. It's a case where he has a kikar for 1 seuda. The Amrina Le, we're going to tell him, Hadi Ika Bahadach Achle. In other words, that seuda that you have, eat it on Shabbos. Such that now, together with that seuda, he's going to eat another 3 sudos. And we're going to give him, all told, 4 seudos. For Shabbos. Just in terms of some of these mathematical calculations here about over mi makom le makom, and we're talking about kikar befundion, which is a matbea, and arba soin besela. So it turns out a sela, so there are 48 funjonim in a sela, because the sela is four dinarim, and that the dinar is sheish ma, and the ma is shnei pidyonim, pundionim, and you calculate 48 pundionim in a sela. The sela, oh, okay, so now we'll talk about a saw. A saw, which is a volume, is equal to 6 kavim, and therefore when you have 4 sa'im of chitim that you can buy with a sela, which means 24 kavim for 48 pundionim, and you can buy with a pigeon a chatzi kav of chitim. But we have to reduce this cheshbon by machtzis shalokecha chinvani b'scharo, so a certain profit margin that we have to subtract, because he did tircha and he baked it, so the chinvani gets a certain profit. So therefore, a kikar that's bought with a fijon is made of 1/4 of a kav of chita, which is 6 beitzim. All this is in Rashi and Baba Basra. Now the Gemara in Erevin says that a kikar Befijon, befundion, me'arboa soin besela, is mazon shtei sudos. That's Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka in Erevin Daf Pei Beis. And the reason why they didn't explain that we give him a kikar for 4 kavin of chita, which is a mazon shtei sudos, because then they wouldn't have to mention that when they gave 4 soin, which is sold with a sela. So they wanted to give an example of that which was common or customary in their times, and in their times, how many shirim do they give for kikros? So the chachamim would measure this, and they saw that the shir of one of the kikros would be that. And that's why they shatzed it up. They evaluated it in the mechir of a fundion. But in order to make sure that they didn't make any mistakes about this, they would give the ani a kikar that was sold befundion. And sometimes the prices of chitim in the shuk, in the marketplace, would fluctuate. And it would be possible that a fundion would be sold. They wouldn't be able to get a mazon of shtei sudos. Maybe they'd get more than shtei sudos. Therefore they added a little bit so that they would have 4 sa'im, which was nimkarim bisela. Okay, I think we'll perhaps wrap this all up in tomorrow's Shia. We'll stop for now. It's a little bit late, so let's see where we got up to. We're on Daf Kuf Yud Ches Amid Aleph, and we're up to Hadisnan, and that would be approximately in the middle of the Amud, and after the Titztarech Vel Titztarech Librios.